So I was going around the area right there and just checking doors, shaking doors, making sure everything was locked up, and went around the neighborhood. And I was actually headed back into town on one of the county roads. And I don't know, I must have been traveling, I want to say probably between, I don't know, 45, 50 miles an hour. There's a small metal bridge right before a turn that turns to the right. Before I hit that bridge, I see something out of the corner of my eye on the driver's side. And this thing, I mean, it darted. I mean, it crossed right in front of the road. And I felt it. I mean, I looked right at it. And then, I mean, it was an impact. I hit this thing, and my first thought is I just totaled the unit, because I thought the whole front end of this unit was just totally destroyed. I hit this thing so hard, it lifted. I was in a Dodge Durango at that time. It lifted the whole unit up on two wheels, sat it back down. I was kind of like shaking my head because I couldn't believe what I was seeing and what I hit. It had horns and it had the reddest eyes I have ever seen. They were like blood red eyes.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
We made it. We just blew past 150 episodes of Blurry Creatures.
Sure did.
And boy, has it gotten strange. We started out with Bigfoot and Duke, and then we just hopped in the spacecraft with David Politis, and it has been way more fun and way more strange than I ever could imagine. We did it, dude. 150 episodes. How are you feeling over there?
What a strange and wonderful journey. It's funny because you bring up Duke and then, you know, and Dave, and it's like, dude, Tom Seward and David Politis and Dr. Meldrum, or Dr. Jeff Meldrum, are all on a Bigfoot cruise at the same time. And almost, you know about that, right? There's this whole, I think it's in Alaska.
Yeah.
And I made this joke to Dave at the end that we'll see him on his cruise. But it's just funny how just little things like that, you're like, it's a full circle in some ways. And so, yeah, we're grateful we made it this far, Nate.
You're just teasing it. You're teasing it. You want the Blurry Creatures cruise. I know you want.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. I mean, listen, some of our friends just did the Emo's Not Dead cruise with Matt Cutchell.
This would be way better.
And I don't know, man. You know, we were in that scene. We were kids in that scene.
Yeah,
college kids. You know, it's a toss up, man. The emo days and the 80s, both near and dear to our hearts. But I don't even know where we're going with this, except that 150.
You're just trying to mash it up. Emo and cryptids, you're thinking more like Chris Caraba, but it would be
Chris Cryptid?
It would be.
I don't know. Nah. Yeah.
Chris Koopa Chabra.
the Dashboard Confessionals. Shout out Tony Merkel. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Emo and cryptids, the emo cryptid
something
cruise,
like that, dude. Hey, if you show up with eyeliner and your hair's dyed black, I'm gonna be like, you know, whose girl jeans you wearing right now, Nate?
We got another weird story for you today. This is a members only episode, but another police officer coming on the show and telling us his encounter, which is just bizarre. It's coming out of the weird part of America, in the Colorado, New Mexico, Texas area, and he runs over the legend, the Goat Man.
Yes, he does. Yeah, when you said the legend, you ran over the legend, I was like, dude, nobody touched Tim Albarino, all right? No, but no, from a cryptid standpoint, this is cool. I mean, we talked to Joe Taylor about the woman that hit Mothman. We've had encounter stories, you know, Bigfoot to your encounter with Dogman, drinking the juice with the Greys.
A Wendigo.
Yeah, a Wendigo. People have, you know, some wild experiences in it, and it's cool to be trusted with those. And it's great to be mm-hmm. able to share those because, you know, these people, I think with Gil and with everyone who shares, there's a feeling that you aren't alone in this, that, that you can share your story, and it's a community that believes you. You know, I think Gil's story is a wild one, but, you know, here he's got corroborating evidence, and he's on patrol when it happens, and so very, very excited to share this story with our members.
Mm. Yeah. So if you want to become a member of the show, blurrycreatures.com/members. Become a member, you can listen to the full episode of Gil and also a lot of other episodes with other police officers. Like Luke said, just ran into a Wendigo and told their encounter story. And there's a lot of weird stuff that, you know, encounter stories are more of our members-only content. So go to blurrycreatures.com/members. Get access to this one and join the team. Get the perks. We got a lot of things coming down the pipe. We got a major announcement in the next couple weeks. Yeah. A blurry journey, yeah. And and all the like you know, all the members got a chance to buy BlurryCon tickets, and that's coming up soon too. So just the perks keep rolling. Become a member, sponsor the show, help us find these stories, edit them, put them in your ears, and we'll just keep bringing you the juice.
All right, just enjoy the blurry
fresh squeezed juice.
It's like Tropicana, the freshest, squeeziest of all squeezed juices.
Yeah. Genetically modified juice.
Mm, yes. Well, let's get to Gil, huh?